10:06 a.m. This is a meeting of the Public Service Commission, the District of Columbia. It's being held in the commission hearing room at 1333 H Street Northwest. I'm Betty Ann Kane, the chairman of the commission, and seated to my right is Commissioner Joanne Dottie Fort. Commissioner Willie Phillips is joining us by phone. This meeting's being held pursuant to Section 406(2) of the Open Meeting Act of 2010. Meeting's been scheduled to consider formal case matters that require commission action. The proposed agenda for today's meeting was posted in the commission secretary's office and on the commission's website on Monday, March 9th. It was amended on Tuesday, March 10th, removing one item, which was item number 6, regarding formal case 1128. Commissioner Fort and Commissioner Phillips, are you prepared to vote and adopt the amended agenda?
Yes.
Thank you, and good morning, Commissioner Phillips.
Good morning.
All in favor of adopting the amended agenda, please indicate by stating yes.
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 And the chair votes yes, the amended agenda is adopted. On the amended agenda, we have 7 items. And one new business matter before the commission. So the items for approval are, first, in formal case number 712, in the matter of the investigation into the Public Service Commission's rules of practice and procedure. This order grants to the Office of People's Counsel, or grants the Office of People's Counsel's motion for leave to file comments out of time, and accepts OPC's comments regarding the consumer pamphlet application of Zoom Energy, Washington, D.C., LLC. The commission also conditionally accepts Zoom's consumer pamphlet, which was filed on February 5, 2015, subject to the Spanish version of the consumer pamphlet being amended, consistent with the order, within 10 days of this order. Item number 2 is also in formal case 712, in the matter of the investigation into the Public Service Commission's rules of practice and procedure. And this order accepts Starion Energy PA Incorporated's English consumer pamphlet filed on February 4th, 2015, and conditionally accepts Starion's Spanish consumer pamphlet filed on February 5th, 2014, subject to the Spanish version of the consumer pamphlet being amended consistent with this order, which is to occur within 10 days of the date of the order. Item number 3 is in formal case 988, in the matter of the development of universal service standards and the Universal Service Trust Fund for the District of Columbia. The order grants Verizon Washington, D.C. Incorporated's reimbursement request for the third quarter of 2014 and for the fourth quarter of 2014 for funding from the District of Columbia Universal Service Trust Fund for the provision of lifeline telephone service to low-income District of Columbia customers. The order also directs the DC USTF Administrator to reimburse Verizon DC $26,020.80 for the third quarter of 2014 and $21,597.40 for the fourth quarter of 2014 to occur within 15 days of the date of this order. Item number 4 is in formal case 1111, in the matter of an investigation of the Public Service Commission into its rules of practice and procedures pertaining to critical infrastructure information. The rulemaking action in this proceeding is final, and no further action is needed regarding this case. Accordingly, the commission closes formal case 11111. Number 5 is in formal case 1125, in the matter of the promotion of the utility discount programs. This order approves the District Department of the Environment's Energy Administration invoices for the first quarter of fiscal year 2015 for the utility discount program administrative expenses. The District of Columbia Universal Service Trust Fund, the Potomac Electric Power Company, the Washington Gas Light Company, and DC Water shall pay the amounts of the first quarter FY 2015 invoices as outlined in this order within 15 days of the date of the order. Item number 6 is EA 10-21, in the matter of the application of GPMS, doing business as Green Power Management Solutions, LLC, and GA-10-8, in the matter of the application of GPMS, doing business as Green Power Management Solutions, LLC, for a natural gas supplier license. This order grants the requests of GPMS DBA Green Power Management Solutions, LLC, to surrender its licenses to conduct business as an electricity supplier and natural gas supplier in the District of Columbia, effective upon the issue date of the order. And the final item is GT-97-3, GT-06-1, and formal case number 1027 in the matter of the promotion of the utility discount programs. This order approves the tariff application to amend General Services Provision Number 26, Plant Recovery Adjustment, filed by Washington Gas Light Company on December 19, 2014, while rejecting the tariff application to amend the same portion of the tariff filed on October 1, 2014. The approved revised tariff will become effective upon publication on a Notice of Final Tariff in the D.C. Register. Our next matter is the opening of a new formal case, and that is formal case number 1129, in the matter of the investigation into default gas service provided by Washington Gas Light Company through its purchase gas charge in the District of Columbia. This order opens an investigation into Washington Gas Light Company's default service provided to District of Columbia residential customers through a purchase gas charge. All in favor of approving the seven items and the new case, please indicate by stating yes.
I state yes.
Yes.
As to 1129, I think it's more than just for the residential consumers. It is for all consumers. So with that change, I vote yes to all matters.
Very good. Yes, we'll correct the record. That is default gas service provided to District of Columbia consumers through a purchase gas charge. And Commissioner Phillips, did I hear you say yes?
Yes, I vote yes.
Thank you. The chair votes yes. The vote being unanimous, the orders are approved. The next open commission meeting is scheduled for March 25th, 2015 at 11 a.m. The proposed agenda for the next commission meeting will be posted at least 48 hours before the announced meeting. There being nothing further, the commission stands adjourned.
All rise.